If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You know, if you don't know about Leaders Credit Union, might be a good thing to get to know them. They're here for you. Been in West Tennessee a long time, but spreading their wings in this Memphis area. Just opened up a new branch out in right across the street from Arlington High School, if you're familiar with that area, 5500 Airline Road. That's where it is. But it can do much more for you than just have a spanking brand new branch. They want to be here for you every step of the way of your financial journey. And join up. They got 70,000 plus members like we talked about in West Tennessee, and it's growing. They've got more fee-free ATMs than Bank of America, so you're always close to your cash. And, well, Jason, that all sounds good. What about the rates? The rates are all going to be better for you because Leaders Credit Union is here for you. Not-for-profit financial institution means it's owned by you, operates for your benefit, so you're going to get better rates. HELOC rates right now as low as 6.9%. Want to do that big home renovation project, have the cash on hand to do it. Check into a HELOC with Leaders Credit Union. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. Again, leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA, and they are your financial champion.
All right. The national champion has been crowned. It is the – we didn't even have the fight song. We should have done the fight song for our Florida Gators, man. It's a national champs.
Well, that's for you and Mike.
That's for me and Mike.
Go ahead if you must.
Brandon Powell.
He was at Florida. He was, man. It didn't work out like it should have. Can't believe you brought him
Chris
up.
Chris Chioza.
Chioza was a Florida great. Finished his career. Is he still all-time assist leader?
Yeah.
So we have some connections. And Chioza's White Station, so I must respect that
connection.
Turn it up,
George.
Brandon Powell, bro. That man, he should have been cold down there. 6'5", could shoot that thing out of Mitchell High School. You brought one back on me right there, bro. I talk right over this thing. Yeah, well, I'm supposed to not be silent when this thing's playing.
It's a pretty good fight song. I think it's pretty, as these things go.
I'm sure you and Mike played all the time at his house.
There was a lot of reasons. Florida made me a lot of money this year. Does not last night, but.
He played in the lobby of his home in the grand opening. What's that, a grand entryway?
Go Gators!
He's got a button that plays this all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike only claims them when it's convenient, fool.
I don't know that.
Well, he don't claim them when they're not doing anything, like the last however long, 15 years, however long it's been. So, again, very deserving champions. They have been, I mean, the way they ran through the SEC tournament, what they were doing at the end of the year, they beat Auburn twice. That's very impressive.
Is Walter Clayton Jr. an NBA player?
100%.
That is a lot of the discussion.
100%. Not even a question.
Y'all say it like he's a good one.
I don't know if he's going to be a good one, but he's a pro. I mean, he was actually, as Houston adjusted to him last night, he was still finding ways to impact the game with his passing. He's got good size. He's very quick. It looks very effortless for him. I'm not saying he's going to be a good pro. I don't know. I think he actually will. I think he'll find a role in the NBA.
Okay.
I think he's a smart player. I mean, he'd be better than John Conchar.
Greenberg insists he's
John Conchar's
like
going
to be elite in the league.
Jay Williams said he's going to be a top three pick.
What?
Now, again, Jay is dealing with things, clearly. You know, he is on my number. He is number one.
Just back up. Jay Williams said that Walter Clayton Jr. is going to be top three now.
Or he said he should be. Like, will be, should be, one of those.
Either one, both wrong.
Right. I mean, that's the problem, right? Is like,
what has he gotten into him?
I don't know, and I don't like it.
We know you don't like it. You took it real personal like Jordan.
I did. And ever since it happened,
it's been downhill for days.
His Duke blue. I put a hex on that man, bro.
I'm telling you, that's what Kelvin did to himself, messing with the ACC the other night.
Yeah, because, you know.
It was unnecessary.
No, I had to do it. I had
with
to do
the
it.
Basketball gods. And Jay certainly did. And big time in you.
Yeah.
How can you not remember a man that shot with you at shoot 360?
100%. 100%. That's crazy.
One-on-one.
I'm pretty sure he came in studio to do an interview as
he
well.
He did.
Yeah, man. I mean, I know he meets a lot of people. I get it.
I'm telling you.
I get it.
Again, we have to give him he was involved in a wreck.
We have to give him some grace.
He might forget things.
Yes.
Including your face.
He might have. But, like, he wouldn't, like, the fact that the name didn't even jog.
John from Memphis. There's a lot of Johns from Memphis, okay?
You're right.
Okay?
I mean, you're right.
I came on your show for 2 years, but it could be anybody. Yeah, any John from Memphis.
You're right. You're exactly, like.
I beat you in shoot 360.
The more I think about it, the less mad I get.
You know? Should, man. I'm trying to tell you. Don't take
because,
it.
Because, you know.
Don't be like Mike.
I'm
not on this
to one. Him, I might as well have been a crackhead on the corner. In Memphis, that
he
like,
thought you were a Field of 68 producer with that little Final Four hat on.
I didn't have the hat on that day. All right, but this hat is a nice hat, man.
It is.
Why are you hating on the hat?
I don't know that it fits your head correctly. I do like the hat.
Well, it's like a dad hat, man. It's like they fit weirdly.
Yeah,
you know,
I liked your dad water hat better.
You did
water dad hat.
It's just dad water. Dad water. And it tastes like rainwater.
I want to taste
it. It's terrible. Yeah. No, you don't want to taste it.
Oh, okay.
It's tequila.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was tequila. Like.
That's why it's called dad
I thought
water.
Y'all got with Tyreek's man and made some water cans.
Well, yeah, but it's tequila.
Not and messing with it.
It's tequila and water. It tastes like crap.
I'm sorry. I've gotten you off task.
Well,
talking about your Jay Williams experience and
we
your
no
Final
tasks.
Four hat.
We have no tasks.
We have to put the period, put the final exclamation point. On this Final Four, on this college basketball season for us. You've guided us through it. You've
All
shepherded
right.
us through it.
All right.
Give us the final John Martin National College Basketball Expert take on this season and Florida walking away with it.
All right, let's do it in the rundown. What a finish to the college basketball season last night as the Florida Gators come back from down 11 with like, they were actually down 12 at one point, but they were down 11 with less time, right? So it's actually like, that's more impressive than. I think it was like 13 minutes. They were down 11 with 13 minutes. Florida staves off. They survive the last second possession there from Houston. Emmanuel Sharp goes for the win. It's going up for the three, but he's met by, again, this is part of the NBA player case, the length and the quickness of Walter Clayton Jr.,
yeah.
who forced him to change his shot.
I was thinking Kendrick Davis couldn't have done that.
No chance.
Couldn't have continued to be impactful
Didn't
on
have
that
the size.
End. That's yep. a difference between yep. Clayton Jr. as I've thought about what you all
and
say.
Clayton,
about
I think Clayton NBA. Had he did it one other time in the game as well. He had a block, I want to say, in that game.
Yep. So good call.
Yeah,
good
he
call.
Did. He had one block, and that was basically a block.
Now, he's got a football player's mentality yeah. on that defensive end, and allows him to do some things. Yes, that
yeah.
You have to be able to guard your position right in the NBA if that's
yes.
if he's going to have a career.
Like that was the worst game Walter Clayton Jr. has probably played this year, and he still had 11, 7, and 5.
Yeah, and impacted it defensively.
Yes,
like a, you know,
yes,
really did.
So I
no, look, props to him.
It was a was he the MOP by the way?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, MOP for
he had to be still.
Walter Clayton Jr. Exactly. Yeah, Ty Golden becomes the youngest coach to win a championship at 39 since Jim Valvano did it when 42 years ago. He was, I think he was younger. I think Valvano was younger. He was 37, but it was 42 years ago, right? So everybody else has been old.
I remember him running around the floor like a kid.
Yeah.
At least the highlights from it.
Shire would have beaten it. He's 37.
I didn't think about that.
But it was not to be. It was not to be for the Duke Blue Devils. So, look, I don't know if there's anything in terms of wisdom to say here. Florida was one of the best teams all year long. They were one of the four highest rated teams all year long.
How many guys, you said it from Florida because you did that, were multiple year guys, came back? How many? It's year three, but how many did he have back from last year's team?
Walter Clayton, Will Richard.
I thought you said at least two key starters.
Alex Condon.
There's
Howe, Aberdeen.
Continuity.
Yeah, so I mean,
continuity.
You go through there like one, two, three, four, five, six, their top six, you know. The only guy that wasn't around last year was Elijah Martin. So, you know, and again, the same is true of Houston, right?
The same. It's true for Auburn.
Yeah.
You know, I know Duke with the two, we can sort of set them, but you even mentioned two of those guys. I thought you looked at Duke too, and a couple of the guys at least.
Yeah, Tyrese Proctor's a junior.
Yeah, yes, it wasn't just the two freshmen, but point being, continuity stood out this season for those in this transfer portal era that are still managing to retain guys. You know, it seems so key to being, you know, among the elite at least. And we've talked about it as it relates to Memphis. It's a place that you've got, you know, something you've got to get addressed. It doesn't happen in one season when you've got to replace, you know, multiple guys, you know, and back to back, and back, you know, now it's been several seasons here,
right?
So you've got to get to that, however, yes, whatever that path looks like.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
getting more guys like Barry that have multiple years, and that is Quante.
Right.
I'm trying to
Quante remember. Barry, yeah.
Yeah, who comes in has got multiple years potentially. PJ Haggerty has that potential. We'll see.
I mean, that definitely was, you know, the main, you know, takeaway even going into the Final Four, which is
100%.
How do you get here? It's not really by, like, Houston does not even have a pro. I mean, Uzon maybe he might be a second round guy. They don't really have a pro.
Right.
It's like you bring guys in, you get them for multiple years, you develop them, you turn them into, you know, contributors, you maintain them, and that's the way that it goes. So that's what Penny's going to have to do, you know, for Memphis. And PJ Haggerty would be the piece. Now, again, we talked about it. He's asking for a lot, and I don't know that, you know, Memphis is going to be able to accommodate it. We'll see. Obviously, if PJ Haggerty is here next year, that man, they broke the bank for that man, like, for real. Which we knew they would have to do. I mean, Penny told us that. When he came on with us, he's put the number out. He's like, somebody's going to come in and out for $2.5-3 million, which is happening. So, you know,
can you know, so Bill Lorre can't just individually dump a fortune in that thing.
I mean, I think he could.
What's to stop him?
Nothing.
Well, I guess my point would be his deal has to be different. It has to be different from Fred's, right? Fred has a $5 million a year deal with Memphis FedEx, $5 million deal NIL, but you're doing things for that, right? Ad campaigns with the student athletes and stuff, right? As long that, and that's your understanding. There's connections. We saw it. We saw the rollout.
Yep.
You know, the Memphis in purple and all that stuff when they did it. Bill doesn't have to be a company that makes a deal with you to advertise for, you know, his wife, for Walmart or whatever. He can just dump $5 million into the NIL, into this 4 to 5 that you have, and make it $10 million this year. Theoretically,
I mean, he could. He's
That's not,
not
against the. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Isn't,
I don't, you,
because,
you can figure
part
out
of this,
you know,
new house settlement is in this. You know, you're going
to.
He give,
could just write a check to the collective. You know,
bro. As long as Penny's got that, as long as Penny has Bill believing, that's my point. That's my point of asking. You saw how many of those games Bill was at this year. As long as he's got Bill believing still in him and how important it is to get P.J. Haggerty back, then so long as you got that one, how tough does it have to be?
Yeah.
If he's a believer and he can write that check.
Now, I've been told that that's not happening.
Like, oh, I'm not saying it, but what's to prevent it
nothing,
from?
Nothing is to prevent
if
it.
If he got desperate.
Yeah.
And he wants to, you know,
yeah,
he's all into Penny getting over the hump. And if to him that means getting P.J. Haggerty, what's keeping him from writing a check? I'm not. Bill Lorre must feel like you guys can't keep coming to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. I mean all
that's what I would imagine the reality is.
Well, yeah, because
I've given you this money for the facility. I've given you this money for this. You know, you can't just keep hitting me up. I'm
right.
Sure that I'm sure there's some of that. But I just what would keep that from happening, to prevent it from happening. There isn't any rule, is what I'm trying to.
No, I don't. I mean,
make sure of
nothing that would ever get enforced. You know,
even with a big you know, fish like him, they wouldn't be on, you know, folks wouldn't be on top of that and snitching?
I don't really think so. Okay. I could be wrong.
I got to dig into my NIL. We got the new house settlement coming up. There's new rules with that, so trying to figure all that out. But my point is, there's money, you know what I'm saying, that can get, you know. But also, it's money that you've tapped into already.
Yeah. So, look, that's what Memphis is going to have to, you know, figure out here. The newest player that they're involved with is Julius Thedford, the freshman from Western Kentucky, the guard. He went to was he at Cordova and Whitehaven? I can't remember. But he averaged 12.4 points a game last year on 37% shooting from three for West Kentucky. So
just in his first year,
yeah, pretty good.
I like getting some foundational pieces that are going to stay and get us back to this continuity point we're talking about. You know, that looks like a guy would be that, right?
No, I mean, again, it's just you got to. I wish there was a way to get these guys on multi-year contracts before, you know, that would help, but you can't. So even if you do have a guy with eligibility, obviously you got to do it all over again. That's, you know, that's the issue. But yes, even having the possibility is an upgrade. You know, even having a guy that you won't have to worry about a waiver for, you won't have to, you know, just not enough of those guys the last two to 3 years, you know. Wish Jonathan Lawson could have been, you know, maintained, but we've gone over that a billion times. So that's the next step for Penny is just, as we talked about, you know, it's.
But you don't make that step in 1 year. That's what's difficult about this.
That's right. I mean, it takes, you know, you got to build it out. And, I mean,
I know we say it. A single individually, Jared Harris leaving doesn't look like a lot, but when you look at what you're trying to get to, a freshman like that, you talk about with Lawson, it hurts. You know, that's the one. Okay, you hoped you played enough that he can see enough of a path to, you know, eventually being an impact guy for your program, and he stays. Mm-hmm. But man, it's hard. I get it. It's hard, but you have to find a way. I mean, Kelvin's doing it. Bruce is doing it. The rest of it, some guys are finding the balance. You have to do that.
Yeah. So Florida wins it. Florida's your national champion. Congrats to the Gators. Congrats to all the Gator alums in the area. I know we have some here in Memphis. Obviously, Mike Miller, one of them. He was excited about that last night. Chris Gioza, all-time assist leader there at Florida. So great stuff. SEC reigns supreme as well. It talked the talk. It walked the walk. And they are your national champs.
Grizzlies tonight, early tip, you need to know. 6 o'clock tip means 5:30 pregame right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And then Eric Castletown's going to have you on the call top of the hour at 6 o'clock. Grizzlies, last I looked, 14.5-point favorites. What you like best is that no Ja Morant. Also no Vince Williams on the injury report. So both should, at least we expect them to be available tonight against the Hornets team. John's already mentioned they're awful, 19-59. I believe have lost 3 straight and 8 of their last 9. They're just waiting on you to come. Further put them down as they continue to basically tank.
Yeah.
And try to be up there with what? Utah? Who would it be? Utah Wizards, them, among those teams that have the best shot at Pels. Cooper Flag? Pels. There they are. Yeah. Pels are definitely down there, which is crazy that they'd be back down there again so soon. Because, again, you were just in that same spot with, what, 19 when it was you and Zion, you and Ja? And so here they are back in the mix. That's been mishandled, to say the least. The interesting thing about tonight is that everybody that you're tied with is playing, and all of you all are favored. You know, we're watching what Minnesota is doing, obviously. We're watching what the Clippers are doing, Warriors as well now, because everybody's 46-32, and as it is a four-way tie, you're at the bottom. In eighth right now, Timberwolves are at the Bucks. They're 5.5-point favorites, and Anthony Edwards is a tilt. When we saw him go down with that ankle injury, I think it was Ben and Dole said, watch out, in our text group. But this dude's like superhuman, and sometimes he does it. Yeah, he'll have a tendency, too, to overreact on some of the injury stuff. He's just fine. He's knocking down everything. They've won 5 in a row. And as George told us before the show, I think Giannis is a game-time decision. Thus, Timberwolves 5.5-point favorites. But a lot of that, again, is because they're playing so well. Warriors, big favorites, 9.5 against a Suns team that's certainly reeling. And I do not believe we'll have Kevin Durant tonight. Part of the line, probably, because that's at Phoenix. And then Spurs-Clippers is your other one. All 4 teams, like we mentioned, tied at 46-32 in action. Clippers are big favorites over the Spurs at 12.5. So, again, all eyes will be both on us, hopefully taking care of business, Grizzlies tonight in Charlotte, and you'll have the early one done. And then watching, I think the Clippers are the latest tip. That's a 9:30 tip that they've got at home against the Spurs. But my point is I would not expect much help tonight. Maybe it's the Bucks that can get up and hand Minnesota before they come in here loss to help you out a little bit. But I do not expect – I mean, I would not be shocked at all if all of the teams tonight win to move to 47-32 and we remain deadlocked with three regular season games left. And as Jessica pointed to, huge back-to-back with Minnesota and then on Thursday and then having to go to Denver. So yep. It's all here.
Yeah.
This final week of the regular season, as tight as things are, we'll have it figured out by the end of the week.
I think
the
Dallas game
is on Sunday. Yeah, wrapping it up here pretty quickly after a little bit of a break there. And so, yeah, man, we'll this should be one of those easy ones. I'm with Jess. Hopefully you're resting your starters, you know, by the end of tonight after Charlotte's allowed you to put them away. And you are saving them in a way, at least in hopes of big minutes, for Minnesota-Denver games that will be clearly help decide, you know, where you finish in this thing and whether you can avoid the play-in. Right now, you need to keep winning. And Grizzlies, as we said, it feels just because you were so starved, the basketball been so bad, the opponents were good, but the losses were mounting. This does. This two-game winning streak feels really good, probably better than it should. But hopefully the good vibes can continue tonight against a very bad Charlotte team. Tip at 6.
Yeah, I don't really have as much to say about this game. I mean, you don't need me to break down like defensive assignments, do you?
No. Is Big Mark playing?
Don't know. Don't really care.
Okay.
That's one of the things on the field of 68. They love doing. They love getting in the coach's room, man. They love breaking down the film. I'm like, man, shut up, man.
Okay.
Some of y'all were coaches, in fairness. Like, Matt McCall was a coach. Like, you know, Randolph Childress was an assistant coach at Wake Forest.
That's
you know?
True.
So there are. Actually, when you break down that whole roster, I'm like one of the only guys that never played or coached. Like,
oh, okay.
It's like me and Fanta. That's it. And everybody else like played or coached on some level. So
it's really you that brings the least credentials to the table.
Totally. That's why I bring the comic relief, man. That's why they keep me around, you know. Otherwise, I'd be – Goodman didn't play or coach.
Yeah, but you should do comic relief and best interviews perhaps.
I like to
think – up for debate.
I like to think, you know, I do, but –
potential there. Some of the questions will freak some people out. But
yeah, but, you know, it's
that's
like,
how you get the best answer.
Blah, 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 you know what I'm saying?
Best of best.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, like, how do you think about the, you know, second-round matchup coming up with McNeese State? I mean, you know, who cares?
That's not how you're going to make an impact.
No, exactly. You're just, like, going through the motions. You know, how about this? How about how much money did you get this month in NIL payments? Like, how does that work? Yeah. Does it get direct deposited at the front of the year? Does it get, you know, that's what people want to know about, man.
Ask them if they get bothered by fans when they, you know, on prop bets. Did you see the NCAA's thing about that?
Yeah.
It said, stop bothering these guys.
Yeah.
You could have asked a player that.
No, totally, man. But again, at the time, I'm just trying to make my own impact. See, you trying to make your impact on
me? No.
I'm trying to make my own way.
You're carrying us. We go national. Right, it's like Penny going to Orlando. You go national, we go national. We're on your back.
I definitely do feel in a weird way that I'm like, I got Memphis with me when I'm like,
well, it is
at the Final Four.
But as you've just said, we don't have coaching experience. We don't have actual playing experience. We have rec league experience. So we have to bring something else to the table. How are we going to make a big impact? How are you going to do it for Memphis? Asking the tough questions.
That's right.
Others won't.
When I saw Scott Drew, what do you think the first thing I said was?
Tyler Harris.
I said, Scott.
You came
smoking
home
them
with
black
us.
And mild?
Oh, that's a good one. He didn't remember
that. He did. How could he not?
Scott Drew. Give him a round of applause,
Scott
King
Drew.
G.
Scott
he remembers
Drew.
The show.
Yes, he does. And I told him.
That's a good man right
there. He still feels some kind of way about
it. Tyler would have won a national championship. Would he not have?
He said, man, we were so close on that one. I said, yeah, they made a coaching change on you. And that's what happened. They hired Penny.
Well, if Frank Harris had had his way, too, and again, we've given him credit for stepping out of the way, letting his son make his own decision and follow Penny to Memphis, but if Frank Harris had his way, it was always going to be Baylor.
Yeah.
And kid would have won a national title. But again, as a father, don't you, isn't that what you're, you know, you help him to get to that point, and then you want him to make your own decision. At least that's the way I'm looking at that, you know, if I was ever blessed to be in that position, I'd like to believe that I'm going to allow my son to make his own decision so that he has no regrets. So it's not ever, well, Dad, you made me do this. And so, Yeah, because you're right. Coaching change ultimately changed the direction they were going to get Tyler.
But Scott Drew, I can honestly say, is like a genuinely great guy. Genuinely great. Like, just seeing it, like how he answers questions, how he talks to you, how he looks at you, how he like tries to connect with you. Like, I can see, like, if I had a son, I would want him to play. Well, I do have a son, but if he was good enough to play at Baylor, I would like, we're going to Baylor because I love the way that how genuine these guys are. Jerome Tang, too.
What if Scott Drew was at Tennessee? Ooh. Would you allow your son, Dom, to go? Domo? No, he wouldn't. Y'all still, he's done. Even with their, I mean, they don't have a history. You could help them add to that, remember?
Yeah, I mean, at their Memphis has histories. More tournament wins than Tennessee.
More tradition. More tournament wins,
and
Final Four
more Final Fours. I mean, if we're good enough to go to Tennessee, we're good enough to go to Memphis, okay. And we would go to Memphis in that scenario. You know what I'm saying?
Just maybe throwing Ole Miss, a scenario at you.
Maybe Ole Miss with Chris Beard. You know what I mean? Since he's going to retire in Oxford.
No way.
But yeah, Scott Drew was a – and Jerome Tang actually said something very interesting while we were – I know we're talking about the NBA, but because I have this mock draft that I want to get to. But Jerome Tang was basically talking about how his season had all this NIL promise, you know, mm-hmm. with Coleman Hawkins and some other guys, Doug McDaniel, and he basically said, like, he didn't know how to do it. He didn't know how to coach guys that made so much money. That's basically what he's talking about. He's like, I didn't know how to do it.
I mean, if people are being honest, how do you know how to do it? They got more money in your assistants in most of these cases.
Yeah.
They could tell you to go blow.
Yes. And so it's been a fun ride, man. And on a personal note, you know, I had to fight hard to be able to do that at the Field of 68, and I'm glad I didn't stop fighting because it's something I truly and genuinely enjoy. So if you followed along, watched, whatever, appreciate anybody that did that. Now, NBA mock draft, number one overall, Utah Jazz, Cooper Flagg. This is the brand new one. It came out this morning. You like Cooper Flagg going number one overall?
No, I think folks should seriously reconsider. I mean, I don't know if he's legit.
Let's talk about it, man. I mean, it can't be that easy, right?
I mean, Reed Shepard. Okay. Exactly. Do I need to talk? Do I need to go any further?
No, you're right. So
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just be careful here.
Dylan Harper going number two to the Wizards. Ace Bailey going three to Charlotte. PJ Haggerty going fourth to New Orleans.
Stop.
Nah, VJ Edgecombe, who, by the way, no longer a Lyft client. He's no longer with us. I'd just like to keep you guys updated. He's going to New Orleans at four. Trey Johnson, fifth. Jeremiah Fierce from Oklahoma going sixth. He is a Lyft client. Kamon Malawach going seventh to the Toronto Raptors. Conkin Ebel going eighth to the Spurs. Yakachonis from Illinois going ninth to Portland. And then how about this name? This guy cracking the top 10. Colin Murray Boyles from South Carolina. Have you seen him?
Mm-mm.
He's just a very gifted big. I mean, that's what he is. You know, he's a very skilled big man who can score.
Remind me who had the Pelicans with?
VJ Edgecombe. So, nothing really of relevance to the Grizzlies, obviously, because they don't have a first round pick
yet.
Yet they could, I suppose, land one
if it's indeed lottery protected, as some have said.
I guess there's a couple of interesting picks in here. I'll go through here real quick. We didn't even talk about this guy's commitment. Yaxel Lindeborg committed to Michigan.
Yeah, dude.
And the Gabon's got him going 27th in the draft.
Yeah, he's not going to Michigan.
He's not going to Michigan. You're right. He's just committing for, I guess, good pub. But if he's going, he's a first rounder. He's a first round guy.
Is he going to go to Michigan and become a lottery pick?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
He's going to be a first. You've gotten yourself into the first round. It's time to go.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really think there's much to gain other than money.
And Frank, he could get exposed again by bigger centers like Dane Danger or something. You know, if you're right. First, you were, just go.
Yes.
They love your athleticism now. It doesn't make any sense to not go unless he's just dead set on making an NCAA tournament and winning games.
We have some breaking news. In the NBA.
I had to send this to you.
And I'm glad you did. I'm making sure that this is not, and it is.
Also seeing it from Chris Haynes and David Adelman.
The Denver Nuggets have fired Mike Malone.
Wow. I mean, how much of this is him and how much of this is Jamal Murray right now and the situation with his injury?
What? This guy won a title 2 years ago.
Well, they did. Did Bud get fired 2 years after winning? Or did he walk? He got fired, didn't he?
Yeah, but, I mean, they're still top four in the West. I mean, this one's way crazier than Taylor Jenkins. Way crazier. I mean, obviously Jokic had to be behind it. how do you do this without Jokic's approval? I just don't think you can. Yeah, dude, he was an NBA champ in 2023, and what they do last year, conference semis. I guess he just think they just have decided that they're. But I mean, the playoffs start. Everybody's like, "How do you fire the coach before with 9 games left in the season? How do you fire Mike Malone, who won a title 2 years ago with 4 games left in the season?"
And they're the 4 seed.
And they're the 4 seed.
It's not like they're sliding.
Who broke it?
Shams and Chris Haynes.
I don't understand it at all.
That must just be completely Jokic.
Yeah.
And they have to do it.
Yeah,
because he's disenchanted with him.
I'm sort of waiting. He's got the most wins in franchise history, in Denver franchise history, and we're a week out of the playoffs, and I guess they felt like they had some cover because the Grizzlies did it, but I just think this is even more ridiculous.
Our boy Jeffrey, right? Of course. As you just mentioned with the Grizzlies, is Kleiman a trailblazer now? Has he started a trend here?
I mean, I've been so locked into to college. They're 3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah.
So.
And Jamal Murray hadn't played the last 4-5 games.
Okay.
I don't understand. I mean, that's as much a part of this as anything, him not being there. But he must be with it. This has to be player, this has to be him and Jokic. I would think, because the organization, as you've said, you got the all-time leader in wins. Is he doing what Taylor Jenkins is doing and going against your wishes and you're playing a system that's totally going opposite? And you're not playing the draft pick. No, that's not. This doesn't compare to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
They've been struggling in part because of Jamal Murray being out.
Right.
It must Jokic must have become disenchanted, and of course they're going to do whatever the big man says.
Yeah. That's three.
It's different than Grizzo's. It might be some cover, but it's not covering this. This guy won a championship, man. You know he's a. We've held him up as one of the better ones. You know, so you fired Taylor Jenkins, who hadn't won but one playoff series, but in that way that one team has already done it right before the playoffs. Sure, but something's going on, something big that obviously the other shoe's going to drop. This has to be Jokic. Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem like anybody has any like follow up. You know, sometimes you'll see like follow up context. But
I mean, remember with comparing coaches is not. But didn't Mark have that fallout with Fitz, and that's sort of what ended up precipitating the Fitz didn't play him or something. Remember,
yeah.
Fizz. I'm saying Fitz.
Fizzdale.
Yeah. But it kind of ended with Mark and benching him.
Right.
You know, maybe there's something here within the last couple of games that. I haven't seen his interactions with Jokic, but this has to be player driven.
Right, right. You would think so, but we don't.
My guess.
We don't know the details.
It doesn't have to be. It certainly doesn't have to be. That's my guess.
But yeah, just not going the right way, obviously, with their season and
like Taylor was throwing a finger sign to the front office. So and you were struggling. So that was easy.
Yeah.
In terms of we understood and why it had to happen, and eventually I think the national media sort of understood it. After they took a closer look, this one, I don't see the same signs.
Right.
Yeah, they've struggled of late, but you can point to Jamal Murray being out. You can point to some other things.
Yeah.
Odd.
Yeah. So Mike Malone is out. Again, we'll see what reporting and what context comes out of this thing. But for now, all we know is that he's gone 3 games before the postseason. So, whew, tough business, man. Won a title 2 years. Taylor Jenkins did nothing. Compared to Michael Malone.
I mean, the whole NBA, other than Pop and Spoelstra, you're hired to be fired.
No, you are.
Jenkins was 5th longest tenured because Kerr's in there. Spoelstra, too. So I think we had Jenkins at 4th one. I think it ended up being 5th.
Yeah.
But that's the point. There's only so many of those guys. Literally, like, less than a handful.
Right.
That stay, you know, a decade. Malone was one of the longest tenured. He's out now. Jenkins out now.
Yep.
You're hired to be fired. It doesn't surprise me. And we've seen it right after Budenholzer out in Milwaukee, right? And same thing with this guy just won a title a couple years ago.
Yep. Yep.
You're the least important piece in this league as far as, you know, a lot of some of these situations are concerned.
Yeah. So there you go. Mike Malone is out with the Denver Nuggets.
Let's do the new 2-round 4.0 Mel Kiper mock draft, because this one's coming up. 2 weeks and some change now, we are away from the first round of the NFL draft. And there have been some movement, at least according to Mel Kiper, must be in terms of what some of these front offices are thinking, especially particularly as it relates to the quarterbacks. But one thing that hasn't changed, and Mel didn't change anything in his view, Cam Ward, like we talked about earlier this week, maybe it was late last week, seems to be the consensus one now in terms of mock drafts going to the Titans at one. We'll see if it happens, but right now everybody seems to be in unison on that, including Mel. He's got Cleveland Browns taking Travis Hunter, number two, and then the Giants not going quarterback, instead taking Abdul Carter, the rusher, the end rusher out of Penn State, and maybe a generational one. And these guys, you know, we've seen them. They end up costing you big money, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, one of these top three teams is not going to be able to pass up on an Abdul Carter. If you can get that guy and he ends up like a Miles Garrett, you get him on a rookie deal, that's a huge value and why some would consider passing on some of these quarterbacks who may have more questions. But, again, the answer for why they might take Abdul Carter over Shedeur Sanders, and they certainly have a need at quarterback, because there's just a ton of value if Abdul Carter pans out as an edge rusher. They got Will Campbell going to the Patriots, so to beef up the offensive line for their man Drake May. It makes a lot of sense just looking at it through the Vrabel sort of prism and glasses. That year that the Titans were the top seed, they had one of the best offensive lines in football. And so he's got to be thinking protect Drake May, obviously. And then the other interesting things, I won't take you all the way through the rest of the top 10. Some of it gets irrelevant. But Raiders, we've seen it for a long time. Yep. Mel's got Ashton Jeanty going to them at six. You talk about, I mean, folks have compared him to some of the greats.
Yeah.
In terms of guys, you know, Christian McCaffrey early. Even seen the Saquon Barkley comparisons, that he could be that kind of a difference maker in terms of franchise back. The most interesting things here is that he's dropped Shedeur Sanders down to nine. Others had him in the top three as recently as this week. He's got Shedeur dropping to number nine, the Saints taking him as their quarterback of the future. He's got three quarterbacks going in the first round overall. Ole Miss fans, yes, Jackson Dart is the third. He says going 26th to the Rams would make some sense there, in the sense that you get somebody, you know, in there and start developing him to replace Matthew Stafford eventually. The big shocker, after he's got Tyler Shuck, I believe is how it's pronounced, the quarterback out of Louisville, going with the first pick of the second round of the Cleveland Browns, he got Jalen Milroe as the second pick of the second round, number 34, moved him up to the Giants. And we mentioned it, Giants taking Abdul Carter in the first, but there is still a need at quarterback. What we have not seen of late, I had not seen any mocks that had Jalen Milroe, the Alabama quarterback, who, yeah, was great against Georgia, but was, you know, in terms of his NFL potential, showed a lot of bad in other parts of the season. Senior Bowl stuff, the athleticism jumps off the tape. There's no question about it to you. But he's got all kinds of questions. But, again, in a quarterback-starved league, I could completely see someone talk, much like Anthony Richardson, you know, was once, the Colts talked themselves into it with all the, you know, physical tools and the athleticism he brings to the table. I think there's going to be some of this. I could buy it. And Mel Kiper isn't just moving him up for nothing. He's hearing things in terms of some of these teams. And so, yeah, a team that doesn't want to take maybe a quarterback in that top three, top five, because they're not sure on him, like the Giants. Makes some sense to take a quarterback day two.
Yep.
This is the first time I'm seeing Jalen Milroe this high. It'll be interesting to see if more teams sort of talk themselves into that, and if indeed, you know, Jalen does go that high. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
With Milroe, but I'm just not sure it's there upstairs. We'll have to see. I don't think he doesn't have to be Anthony Richardson.
Right.
He doesn't. What I saw in that Georgia game, that dude looked like Jaden Daniels type impact.
Yeah.
But there wasn't enough in terms of outside of that to really talk myself into, oh, this guy's good. He's got it, and he's going to make it in the league. So much is going to matter on who drafts him. Giants got Dable right now. Who knows what they'll have if this season goes bad. Dable's solid, look good with – you made Daniel Jones look good 1 year, good enough to get him paid.
Right.
In the playoffs, beat Kirk Cousins that year too, if I'm not mistaken. So Dable can, you know, Josh Allen, we know what he helped do with him, although a lot of that now I'm giving to Josh Allen.
Right.
But if anybody can – Yeah, you have no idea if Dable's even going to be there, so we'll see. But Jalen Milroe moving up boards, at least at
Mel's board. I hate that.
And he would be the fifth quarterback at that point, fifth quarterback taken. He has no other quarterbacks going. He's only got the five going in the first two rounds.
Yeah, I would hate that totally. I just look at what he did against Michigan in that bowl game, and he was very extremely inaccurate. I mean, obviously, athletically, you know what you get with him, but, I mean, teams adjust to that. We know that. You know, like, these defenses, all they know is running quarterbacks now. That's all anybody does. So I just think if your team drafts Jalen Milroe, you're going to be upset about it in the long run. Or it's just a waste of a pick. Like, he's just not going to be – he doesn't process. He doesn't make good throws. Like, you know, he played extremely well under Saban. Like, Saban got – that. But it to me, it's more of a, like a testament to Saban that he was able to get something consistently out of Jalen Milroe because, you know, Kellen DeBoer did not. So I'm just not in on Jalen Milroe. Again, people are gonna talk themselves into it and fall in love with the athleticism, and I get that. And they may have different plans for him. I don't know. But as a franchise quarterback, that is not what he will be.
What's crazy, too, to me, it's not crazy, that's not the right word, but Mel seems awfully sure about Shedeur Sanders as a pocket quarterback. He compared him to Peyton Manning, Johnny Unitas, said that he's Dan Marino.
Yeah.
That he's being penalized because he doesn't do the off-platform stuff. That's what scouts are holding up now.
Right.
As opposed to what you really want from your quarterback, which is consistency, accuracy,
yep.
A guy who, if, you know, capable, can do it from the pocket. Because you stay in that pocket, you're not out of, you know, getting hit by linebackers and everything else. You can theoretically last. I mean, Tom Brady was a pocket quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Did suffer one season-ending injury in the pocket, didn't he, when the guy rolled up on his – but point being,
yes.
Mel is dead set that Shedeur Sanders is going to be a great quarterback in this league because it's not so much the what he doesn't do. It's mm-hmm. It's everybody's overlooking how calm he is in the pocket, how accurate he is. And he doesn't wow you with the he's not super fast like his dad was. He's not super big. But Mel's point is that their teams are missing. So if Saints get him at 9, if the Steelers trade up to get him, maybe they're getting an absolute stud when it's all said and done and the dust settles because this is a guy that just gets it done no matter where he's been. We'll see. I don't have a high level of conviction about Shedeur.
Yeah.
But I do think those are valid points about what he brings to the table. I think a lot of times, man, we just get over – we're overhyped. These scouts are on size, right, on athleticism. What's he do outside the pocket, off platform, outside the structure of the offense? Get so caught up in that and drafting guys off that, you probably miss some of the consistent ones.
Yeah.
And maybe Shedeur ends up being that. We'll see. But he dropped him down to 9, not because he doesn't believe in him, but he believes that teams have sort of moved on from the idea of taking Shedeur top 5. We'll see if that's the case.
All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Drew Hill's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on Mike Malone. And this firing in the NBA. There's a lot more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, ID Turner FM. Yes.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back, Jason and John. Year nine. Damn. Look at us. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm going crazy, 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 crazy. Just thinking about you lately.
Be careful. Malone had 10. They cut him. So
we ain't
be
making
careful
10.
Talking about some numbers.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah. Count your lucky stars.
Because I just saw we got 104% tariffs on China. Let's just go 1 billion percent on them tariffs. Come on, man. I mean, why not? Let's just say, this is what I do. So effective tomorrow, every country in the world has a 1 billion percent tariff.
Non-negotiable.
Do not. All of these countries want to come 1 billion. 1 billion. Even the one with the turtles. All the turtles and penguins. 1 billion. That's what I would do. Well, how about this? 1 trillion.
You keep on playing, Kelvin Sampson.
As Ja would say, consistency across the board. Reciprocal.
What does he mean?
Now, Ja Morant has tweeted that in the last few minutes. He has tweeted the term consistency, hashtag, right? He hashtagged it.
Did he? I just thought he just wrote the word. He didn't hashtag it.
No, he didn't hashtag it. Somebody else
hashtag it. It's the word, and it's lowercase.
Consistency. So what does that mean? Obviously, he's reacting to the news, you would think, of Mike Malone being fired. And if I had to wager a guess, and as you know, Lord, I was born a gambling man.
Yeah. Bets on the ground.
I think that Ja Morant is saying keep that same energy, because when Taylor Jenkins got fired, y'all blame me.
Oh.
So I don't see y'all blaming Nikola Jokic out here for this.
Oh.
So keep that same energy. Consistency.
Did we blame him? Was he blamed nationally?
He wasn't.
He wasn't.
His name
I know
came
we
up.
Said he wasn't playing.
The biggest. The largest.
You think that's what he's referring to?
I do. If
it
I
would
had,
make sense with the timing.
If I had to wager again, I don't know that he means that.
He could just mean it about himself, right?
Yeah. So
he could just be holding himself accountable. Consistency.
Yeah.
Why lowercase and why with no punctuation?
That's just how Ja tweets.
Got it.
So, anyways, I think that's what it's all about. And, you know, I get it, man. Although, I thought we were done with this, man. You know, it's like the aggrieved Ja. I don't like the gimmick. I don't enjoy it. You know, it's like me against the world. It's really not like that.
He's David.
He does feel like he's David. He does.
But he's got the sling.
But he's not, man. It's a long range rifle.
Just change
extendo
it.
Clip.
I told Sam, let's change it to a sling. The sling of David.
You can't do the sling, bro.
Bro, I can make the sling real cool. I did it outside for Saint on Friday.
Show me.
Fool, watch this.
You're on camera, by the way.
Nobody sees it.
Let me see.
They say it's used for promos.
Jason's going to do this. I was in San Antonio.
This is after I hit a three. Check me out, George.
Yeah.
I want to make sure so I don't hit the mic. But watch. Watch the energy.
I'll explain
and
it.
And you tell me that kids ain't going to want to do
this. Don't worry about the mic. Bro, this man is last. That looks like a lasso, bro.
It's a sling.
That looks like a lasso.
Understand that the Bible says it's a sling.
I know, but
not a slingshot.
I say it's a lasso.
No, it's a sling.
Bro, you're literally,
and
you look like you're
down,
on the back of a Bronco.
After I throw it, I go down like this.
Trying to catch a pig.
Bro, Nike would use it.
No, they would not.
The kids would
do
it just like they did the joggles.
And why were you gyrating your hips?
And it fits because, again, I'm getting into it like Jock
energy. It's the energy.
Jock already does this anyway when he shoots.
Yeah, but
Wes Matthews did something like this again back in the day.
Male J-Lo dance.
No, you're just trying to shoot it down.
I'm not trying to shoot it down.
Like you did Sam Cassell.
Did it look like a lasso, George? Let's just ask what George thinks.
A lasso? I'm not.
It looked like you were a cowboy.
A lasso, you're pulling it back. In.
No,
I let it go, and then I watched it hit Goliath.
I just
world.
Don't think that one's gonna fly, man. I'm sorry. Give me the gun one. Give me the gun.
No,
delivery.
No, we don't want the gun one anymore. Nike
no.
said
I,
no.
If,
want
if
no
I have to choose
ones.
One,
please.
I choose the gun one. I do.
We got it. I'm sure Phil Knight has emailed us.
Well, if he sees that one, you're getting another email.
No, that one's gonna sell.
Keep that one in the vault.
He
bro.
Is David.
Have CJ do
That's
it out
how
there.
He sees himself.
Let CJ do it and see what happens. They're going to roast his ass.
Again, when I come up with this sort of brilliance, sometimes it's met with this sort of what you like to sort of, I don't know, this sort of, no way! Like, dude, it's the best idea ever. And you and Ja's representation should present it to him.
Well, how about this? How about we have a meeting?
You have to have another
We'll have a meeting. And
gesture.
You can come in and demonstrate.
Ja's about weapons. Clearly. And I'm going more archaic here.
Yeah, you go.
And it's staying biblical, exactly.
But again,
make it a slingshot if you want to.
Yeah.
John wants to do that because he likes things that can be digested.
Yeah. Well,
and make it a slingshot because you see that one.
Yeah.
But let's switch it from gun to a more archaic weapon.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Again, Wes Matthews had the bow and arrow.
He did.
It was a big deal back then.
The bow and arrow was nice.
It was nice. But
it's also a weapon.
We have to use something else, right. Another weapon.
Yes.
Do you have another weapon?
Yes.
That you could bring to the table that isn't a gun?
Oh, no. I think I was just going to stick with what we got.
A knife?
We could do it. Yeah, we could do like a shank. You know?
Again, kiddies see that. It's not great. Guys, if you would just allow it.
I wish this was streaming.
Because
the sling of David.
You
the
literally
sling
look
of,
like
the
Dirty
sling
Harry.
Of Jaw. The sling of Jaw.
You look like Dirty Harry on the back of a bucking Bronco.
I clean it all up with that. I clean up the mess. With silver, I'm cleaning it up with Nike. I got them something now they can clip up and sell. The kiddies love it. I just can't keep doing this for you.
Okay, man. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a demonstration.
Y'all going to be changing representation if I keep up these
great
ideas.
Yeah, he's going to say, I want you to represent me with that gyration over there.
That's right. He has to make it 2025. You can't just do it and not have any cool associated with it. And gyrations and all that.
I was about to say, you don't want it in 2025. You wanted to bring it back to 25. That's what you're asking.
And I've seen BC, Ja like kind of look at it. You sling that thing and then you watch it fly and hit Goliath.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was really good, man. I only wish that these cameras were like showing that for real because we could get the verdict. I just, if you had not told me what the celebration was, I'd have said, oh, that's a Dallas Cowboy. Like, that's a yeehaw. You know, that's what it looked like. You know, like you were like trying to catch a pig with the lasso.
That requires a reeling back in of it. You weren't paying close.
Right.
You were so busy
laughing. Okay, what's the point of a sling that doesn't come back? What are you doing with it?
A sling is what you put the rock in.
Right.
You're then slinging.
Right.
That's what David did. He slung it, and the rock goes up.
Right.
The sling is still in your hand.
Yeah.
Now you see the weapon.
Right.
No. Many have turned it into a slingshot.
But
I believe the Bible actually says sling.
Because people don't want to do that action. They don't want to do that
one. You put the rock in it, you sling it.
Yeah.
Looks like a lasso. I could see where you would be confused, maybe, because that's what you're used to being from Memphis. You're used to rodeos.
That's right.
You're about the Germantown horse show.
Well, you're those from Jerusalem,
that's
apparently.
What you attend all the time. No. I'm a deacon. And in the Bible, there is a weapon, an archaic weapon used. Jah sees himself, as you put it out, it's where we started, as against the world's against
him. Vilified.
That's right. The giant world.
So this is how he becomes the giant slayer.
He is David.
David, isn't Jah David? Isn't that, or maybe not.
What?
Jah, like, doesn't that translate to David in, like, some, maybe not. Maybe that's a stretch.
Are you thinking of, like, Rasta?
Not Rasta, but, like, you know, Hebrew or something. I don't know.
You've ruined it.
Dude.
You ruined this whole brainstorming, great vibes,
well,
had something.
I mean...
And you ruined.
You turned this into the 700 Club on me, man. I wasn't ready for that.
The world needs more light.
I honestly don't. It's a dark world out here. I think once they saw the hip gyration, they would not allow that.
Jah is going to add a hip gyration to it. It was my point of that was only to show you how something very old could become new.
Right. You have to.
Jah
right.
will put
yeah.
His little spin on it.
Is that your move before like, you start getting hips. Romantic with Faith?
But then when he watches it go, when he watches that thing, you can get down on it or whatever else.
Malik Dude, Beasley
the
does
whole
something, doesn't he?
Doing
doesn't
this.
He like do something with like, he gyrates his hips when he makes a three?
Well, you have to be careful with the sort of sexuals.
Right. They're cracking down on that too. We can't have sex. We can't have guns. Right. We can't have anything.
Yeah,
anymore.
Only you drew sex out of what I did.
I was not the only one. Ask George.
Only you drew that.
George
out
couldn't
of
even
it.
Look at it.
Wasn't sexual in nature at all.
Well, George.
It was, look at this three.
George had to avert his gaze, man.
I am lucky. I've got these monitors in front of me. You know, it was really just a waist up for me. I didn't see this. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, we'll have the
gyrations.
Where, by the way, are these streams being, like, what are they?
They're not right now. They're not up yet. We're going to start using them for clips at some point.
All right.
We might get there. We might get to this live on the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
That one seems to be on.
It's on. So I think it did catch your reactions. But I do think.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.